Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quanisha. May I please have a zip code on the account on that you're calling in on today about?
Yes, my zip code is 54929.
Thank you for that. And can I get the first and last name that will be on this account?
Well, my name is Kathy. My last name is Saunders, S-A-U-N-D-E-R-S.
And I do want to thank you for that. Can I get you to verify your shipping address for security purposes?
N11074 Meadow Lane, Clintonville, Wisconsin.
And I do want to thank you for that. I have located an account that looked like that was started on February 24th with the Keto Ascend and that Keto Ascend Cleanse, which were all natural products to reduce your appetite and metabolism. Those two products were on a 14-day trial, and that if you didn't call back in 14 days to cancel, that you'll be billed for that product that you already have at its original cost, which is the charge that you're calling in on tonight about.
Okay. Well, the purpose for my phone call this evening is that I was completely unaware. I did not read the fine print. I was getting the free sample, and my bank actually called me because they detected two charges from your company, which one they have declined, and the second one is just pending, but it was unusual activity. So the fraud team from my credit union contacted me and provided me with this number explaining to me that I should contact your office and find out exactly what is going on. So that's the reason for my phone call. One, the product made me very ill for whatever strange reason. I don't know if there's something in the product or whatever, but I did go to the doctor, and my stomach issue was because I was on this medication or this keto. I have never touched the keto cleanse, wasn't sure that I specifically ordered it. However, I do not want to receive any more in the future, and I would like this dollar amount credited back to my account.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be more than glad to help you get this taken care of, but unfortunately, those charges are valid charges because they are stated in the terms and conditions. If you would have called within those 14 days, then that could have been avoided. So I won't be able to issue a refund for that, but I'd be more than glad to stop all future charges and future shipments effective immediately.
Okay. The charges that are pending will not be paid by my credit union at this point, because I have filed a dispute with them regarding any and all charges, because I wanted to speak with your company and find out. And then I'm going to go back to the original website that I was on when I received the information to get this, just to find out where that print is stating that there would be charges if you would.
Okay, that's fine. Just have your. So what I will advise you to do is have your bank give us a call back, so we can discuss and see what we can do about those charges, since dispute has been filed on those.
Yes, it has been, and I'm sure they'll be in touch with your office or whatever. But at this point, you know, to make sure that there are no future products sent or whatever, I need to talk to you about that. And wondering is, if you said you can do that, do you have like a confirmation number?
I'm going to give you one. Yes, ma'am.
So I can process that over to my credit union also.
Do you have a pen and paper that you can take this number down, ma'am?
Yes.
It's going to be C as in Charlie. F as in Frank. E as in Echo.
Okay.
E as in Echo.
Okay.
E as in Echo.
Okay.
72.
Okay.
29.
Okay.
37.
37. Okay, that sounds good.
All right. And
all
I do
right.
Want to thank you for coming.
Thank you for your help, and I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great night.
Yes, thank you. You also, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.